Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. I am so excited for today's guest episode today. It was a long time coming, and I'm here with Cece today, who she has a podcast, she has a book coming out, which we're going to talk about at the end of this, about relationships, healing, attracting who you want, not getting ghosted, anything that you need to know in this crazy, as we know, absolutely crazy dating world. So I'm so excited. Cece, do you want to do a little introduction on who you are, where you're from, what you do, all that good stuff?
Yes, I would love to. Thank you. I'm honored to be here. I am a life and energy coach, and I help people understand the energetic roots that are keeping them stuck. It's so easy to get seduced by the 3D world. I keep dating the same terrible people. There must be something wrong with them. I help people locate the energetic root in their body or their auric field. And we basically pluck it out, whatever the energy may be, just like you pluck hair off your body. Same thing. And I just love helping people see things from a higher perspective so we can release the faulty programming that we've learned and step into our most magnetic energy so we don't get mad but get everything we want.
And were you always kind of like in this mindset, or what was your upbringing like? Did you always kind of have this like mentality of like shifting your energy to get what you want, or did you kind of have to go through something in order to define that part of yourself?
I always felt connected to something larger than me. I went to Catholic school, but there really was not an emphasis on connecting with a living energetic universe or God, really. It was just by the book. And it wasn't until I went through this depression, and I remember my mom took me to a chapel, and I just was wailing, screaming, just crying. I felt so lost, so depressed, so anxious. And I just said, God, if you're real, remove everything that needs to go from my life and show me what my purpose is because I don't understand what I'm supposed to be doing. And not even like 2 days later, I found out information about my relationship that I was crying again, screaming, and then I started hysterically laughing because I knew in that moment it was divine intervention and it was God removing what needed to be removed. And that to me signified, oh, there is something greater out there. There is this divine source energy. And going through that breakup, I think I was trying to find answers out there. I went to therapists, Reiki healers, shamans, and what I ended up finding is that the answers aren't out there. They're actually inside of us. A true ascension is not upwards, but inwards. And we have to start looking beyond the 3D world that we reside in, and we need to look within, and you'll find God, you'll find yourself, you'll find your answers. And when you shift, everything will shift with you.
Yeah, and like you said, what you're looking for isn't out there, it's within you. And like you said, you asked God, like you said, like take anything out that I don't need. And it's like I always say that's like the prayer in the sense of like when you tell like you're talking to somebody and you're like, God, if this isn't for me, if they're gonna hurt me, take it away. And then they take them away and you're like sad, but then you're also like laughing at it because it's like, okay, you know what? You answered that for me. Like I can't even be that upset because even if I can't see it now, I know that this will be better for me in the long run.
Yeah, it's, no one ever promised us we were never going to feel pain. It's part of the human experience is polarity.
For
We
sure.
will go through seasons of pleasure and we're going to go through seasons of pain. But if you can try to shift what you're currently going through from your human's eyes to your higher self's eyes and say, maybe I don't know why just yet, but maybe this is going to actually be the best day of my life. Maybe this is leading me to something better. Just become curious about it. I feel that can help those tougher seasons when that person is removed from our life and we're thinking WTF just happened, but it's a process.
For sure. And when it came to that first heartbreak, do you feel like what did you kind of learn from yourself when it came to that first? Because I feel like a woman's first heartbreak or a woman losing her first love, I don't know if that was your first love, it is probably one of the worst pains as we feel in the moment, but it in like a year or like 2 years, it's like we unleash this like amazing version of ourselves.
I really think I learned my own strength and what I was capable of. I think I learned about the world unseen because, yes, he left my life, but what did he actually gift me with and leave me with? It was a bunch of space. Space to create myself, space to create beauty, space to find my purpose. And now that I had all this extra time, what did I do? I ended up going on TikTok. I ended up creating my own business. I got certified. I ended up eventually getting a book deal. Like, it really pushed me to finally find myself. I love love. I love relationships. But sometimes we use things as a distraction, and it's all about intention. And if you feel like you are needing someone outside of yourself, oftentimes it's because we're not willing to look at what's actually going on underneath the surface. Maybe it's anxious attachment, maybe it's codependency. The truth sometimes is scary, but it will always set you free. And I think that breakup really set me free to finally focus on myself.
The woman that you become just being on your own. Do you feel like, because I know for me, I'm in a stage right now where I'm like, I don't want anyone to disturb my peace. Like, I'm finally at a point where I don't need a guy. I don't need to be in a relationship. I don't feel the need to be in one. And it's like more of a hassle to try to look for love because I'm so at peace with myself. What is kind of like your opinion on like protecting your peace and not really wanting to date after getting your heart broken?
I never like to tell someone to force themselves to do something if they authentically feel they're not ready. And I remember the same week I went through this breakup, I went on a date with someone else because I thought, just force yourself, like it's fine. And it actually made the pain worse because I was being faced with someone I didn't really have a connection with. And then I started romanticizing my ex again. So you don't need to force yourself. There's no time limit here. If I went to the gym every day for 3 months, but I just ate donuts when I got there, and then I said, but I went for 3 months, you would tell me, yeah, but you were just eating donuts. It's not about the time, it's what you do with the time. Take this space and date yourself. Instead of getting underneath someone new, get into yourself because that's where real healing takes place. I just don't think it's ever a good idea to go against your feelings so harshly that you have to betray them because you think you should be dating. I really believe protecting your peace, it has to be your number one priority. At the end of the day, who's living in your body? It's you. And if your nervous system is constantly dysregulated, you're going to push all of your other systems out of whack. All of them. And as women specifically, we are very much a system-based vehicle. We have our cycle every month, or most of us do. We're very aligned with these seasons. We have to make sure that our number one priority is that peace. And if you notice things in your life are destroying that peace, if anything, that's just data, that's just information that maybe I should move away from this and move towards something else.
Right. And a big thing that you said too is time. Like think like women are always like, well, I always wanted to get married by this age and have kids by this age. And it's like such a cliche. And it's like obviously when I was in a relationship at 17, I was like, I'm gonna get married at 23. And it's like now I'm 23 and I'm single. And I'm like, whoa, like God really does laugh when you make plans. So how could you kind of advise a woman listening to this to kind of not put so much pressure on her timeline?
It's tough because there's so many voices out there, and I think that we have to start tuning down all of the narratives out there and tune up our own intuition, our own authentic voice. Think about it like this: if you are to get married right now to someone you're not really into, you're most likely spending most or like the rest of your life with them. It's not worth it. It's not worth it to betray your purpose and what you came here to do because you're putting societal pressures on yourself. And if you have to think about it long term, think about it long term and think about the pain you would be in waking up every single day next to someone you're thinking, get me away from. It's just not worth it. We have to honor every single phase of our life, like the moon. I honor a full moon the same way I honor a new moon. So if you're in a new moon season or a full moon season, you're in a single season, a relationship season, a sad season, a happy season, every single season has medicine. And nobody goes to the movie theater just to see the last scene of the movie. No, they go there to experience every single scene, all of the characters, all of the emotions. We love the roller coaster of a movie. Mm-hmm. We have to take that same mindset and apply it to our life. We didn't come here just to hit destinations and goals. We came here to experience life, to learn, develop, and grow. The more we can rest into our present moment and say, this is what I'm dealing with right now. Let me try to get all the psychological and spiritual medicine I can get from it. The easier it will actually be to then get to those destinations you originally planned to have.
Right. And like you said, enjoying every season of your life is so important. And that was something that I struggled with. I was like, I don't have any enjoyment in being single right now. And it's just because I was surrounding myself by the wrong people and I wasn't indulging in hobbies that I enjoyed. Like, now I'm at a point where I'm like, okay, God wants me alone right now for a reason. There's a purpose as to why I'm not in a relationship right now. Maybe it's to strengthen my relationship with God. Maybe it's to force myself to make friends. Because when you're in a relationship, majority of the time you're in a bubble. You're not out there like joining new hobbies or like making a bunch of new friends because you're comfortable with who you're with. And so I think when we are forced to be alone, it's really, we're really being forced to look in the mirror and be like, what is around us right now that we've built for ourselves? Because this partner, like at least for me, my life was that partner. No matter what they liked, I liked. What they did, I did. And then it's like, you don't have that and you lose all these friends. You lose their family. You lose the things you guys did together. And it's like, who am I without that person?
It's a good question to ask because at the end of the day, you're waking up in your own body, going to sleep in your own body. You get to spend life with you. And also, you came here to experience your own energy. Right. Relationships are beautiful. Love is beautiful. These are great things we can experience, but they're not everything. You are everything, actually. Mm-hmm. And when we think about our life, I think especially as women, and I don't want to speak for everyone, but when I think about it from my perspective, I think from a very young age, we're talking about marriage and relationships. And I don't think it's the same for men. It's more so go get that career. And everyone has their own ideas of what's important to them and what they want. But if any time you feel like you have to betray yourself in order to get that relationship or whatever it may be, that is always a stop sign. It's a red light. If God is removing people, circumstances, I swear this is true. I kept trying to make plans with friends and they were getting canceled every single time. And it happened so much to the point I literally said to myself, okay, either both of these things are true or one of the two. God either wants me all to himself right now or I need to make new friends.
Yeah.
Because something is going on and maybe both are true. Maybe one of these things are true.
Right.
But when you kind of slow down and you reflect instead of criticize or judge, you're oftentimes going to get insight into what God is trying to do in your life.
Definitely. Yeah. And I'm like in that stage of life right now where I'm so at peace with just like me, God, and the friends that I have. Yeah. When it comes to this current dating world and kind of finding that attraction within someone, how would you kind of advise a girl to attract who they want and the current biggest struggles in the dating world right now?
Number one, I always get asked, how do I attract this person or that person? Become the person you want to attract in every way that you can. So if you want to attract someone who goes to the gym, who eats high vibrational foods, who's into wellness, you need to become that person first. Why? Because like attracts like. they're not going to be the spitting image of you. They might not be an exact mirror on every single avenue of you. However, they will be very like in vibration to you. Mm-hmm. So if you're noticing, I keep attracting people that I'm really just not interested in, shift what you're doing. And it doesn't have to be a big shift. It can be introducing a new hobby, learning something new. Little decisions create big momentum, and little baby steps build big steps. If you can just literally write it out, what kind of person do I want to attract? Look at that list. If it doesn't sound like you, then you have to work on you. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I love that, because I actually just saw like a TikTok about mm-hmm. someone that said that. She was like, mm-hmm. if you don't want to date a man that's going out, don't expect to go to a bar on Friday night and meet them. Like, go to Whole Foods on a Sunday at 12 p.m. if that's where you want your future husband to be. She's like, we need to start showing up, like you said, like where our future husbands would be, because then you're going to find somebody, yeah, not going to be a spitting image, which I don't think anyone should want that anyways, but you're going to find someone that probably has the same morals and values as you if you're showing up to the same places. So I love that advice, because it's like, I even looked at myself and I was like, there was a point after, you know, the breakup where I was going out a lot, and I was like at the bars every Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. Like, I was just out. And I was like, if I was a guy, I wouldn't want a girl like me. So it's like, what kind of girl would I want if I was a guy? And then it was like, let me start acting like a wife without a husband. Let me start acting like who I want to be, so that I attract a guy that also wants that, you know?
Abso-freaking-lutely. You have to position yourself in a position for success. So if you're at places you don't want your husband to be at, you gotta question that.
Yeah.
Like, something should be going off in our brain. Like, maybe not. And I do get why people go to bars, because there's other people there.
Yeah.
So of course there's a possibility, but even on an app, like, your energy speaks before you ever do. So whether you're on an app or you're at a bar, hold yourself in the energy that you want to attract. Before you go out, you should be saying your positive affirmations. You should be reminding yourself, my fun is my responsibility. You have to be in your own body. And that is what attracts people towards you. But if you create conditions about your confidence and you say they have to buy me a drink in order for me to feel worthy, well, then you're just sending out your energy to strangers. Right. You're creating attachment to strangers and then relying on them to fulfill you. So not just positioning yourself in places for success, but also embodying the energy.
Definitely. And I love that. It's like knowing who you are before you go on a date, so that that person can't even shift your morals or your values. When it comes to this current dating world, a pattern that I'm seeing and experiencing a lot is being a lover girl in hookup culture and coming face to face with men that are just not ever ready for a good girl. I feel like men are maturing later now for like relationships, at least from what I'm seeing. It's like they'll have a good girl in front of them and it'll scare them and be like, wait, like, I wanted just a girl to hook up with. This is like a wifey girl. And then they leave the wifey girl because they're not ready for the relationship. What is kind of like your thought process on like all of that going on?
Do not allow anything you don't want into your life. Because whatever you allow, whatever energetic dynamic you allow, you amplify. If you notice someone is giving situationship vibes, they're not able to commit, get out. Get out ASAP. When you're dating, don't date by chemistry. Date by your values. Your values and what you want out of a relationship has to be your North Star. And so when you're going out, a lot of us are just playing ourselves because we're meeting someone, we're just like falling in like with them, instead of being like, well, what do you value? What do you want? Understand that first. So again, you're not putting yourself in places where you're going to get hurt. You're not filling in their silences with your fantasies. You're not romanticizing them. You're just seeing them for who they are. If you do not want to, or if you're like you, saying you're a lover girl, do not let the situationship people into your life ever, ever, ever. Place yourself in places that someone who is like-minded is going to be, like we've said. But also, if you're, are you dating like your age, or are they older than you?
Both, mostly older.
Yeah, that was my other thing. Go a little bit older. A lot of men who want to be able to provide, they will not date so much at first because they want to feel like they're able to give to their wife and their future family. So they will be more so career focused at first. And I think when they get a little bit older, they feel a little bit more confident. That's when they're really like, okay, I'm absolutely ready. But very early on, keep your eyes wide open. Their words have to be aligning with their actions, and their actions need to be aligning with their words. Don't just blindly trust them. You need to watch them over a period of time. When you have needs, speak up for them immediately. I think some of us are scared to be needy, but the most confident thing you can do is say exactly what you want up front and let the people who are not for you get weeded out so easily, so you make room for the right person for you. And I'm someone who's very upfront. I have the highest standards in the world. And that's exactly how I get what I want because I'm so upfront that I don't scare off the right people. In fact, they're like, oh, that's your standard. I'm going to raise it and become even better. Let the people who are not capable of giving you that go. Because some people just aren't capable. It's not your fault. It's not because you're not lovable. It's not because you're not good enough. Some people can't afford Chanel. It is what it is. Some people won't be able to afford your energy.
Right, I love that. And I always say, like, you're never asking for too much. You're just asking the wrong person because the right person will do anything to make sure that, like, you are theirs and, like, that they will be enough. Like, I've heard so many times and, like, seen so many times where guys, like, you deserve so much better than me. Bye. But then there's gonna be that one guy that's like, you deserve so much better, so I'm going to be better because I can't stand the fact of like you being somebody else's. And I think that's the big difference between a secure man and then a man who, like you said, maybe isn't where he is in his career yet. And it's like men do have that pressure of being the provider and paying for dinners and buying you things. And that's something that I love. Like, I love the traditional mindset. I will not be ever the girl that chases or pays for dinner. Absolutely not. So I do love and appreciate that. I think that it can be frustrating because it's like, okay, I see this guy and like, yeah, he might not have his career figured out, but can't he see that he has this like great girl in front of him? Like, why is he letting this go? So I feel like it is very frustrating, but it's also not your battle to fight for them.
Absolutely not. We should never be trying to convince a man of anything. He either gets it or he doesn't. And something I talk about in my upcoming book is mastering manifestation, understanding how to attract, what to look for, what to even just want. And I think it's so important that we remember that if we keep attracting the same type of dynamic, the same ghosting, the same, I don't really actually like these people. You are the common denominator. And it's not that you want to blame yourself, but you have to take total responsibility over what you're consciously or not consciously co-creating in your reality. And a lot of us are unconsciously following subconscious templates that we created when we were younger. And we think that, well, if I keep doing the same thing that I've been doing, eventually I'm going to get it right. No, you have to actually let that go. When we're born, we create this attachment to usually one of our caregivers and we'll crave love from them. And let's just say that my mom is distant and I'm craving love from her. So who do I have to be in order to get that love? I'm literally saying this to myself as a child. We're so smart as children. I will literally say to myself, oh, my mom really responds to me when I place her on a pedestal, when I take the energetic temperature of her, when I manipulate myself to make sure that I'm the good girl. That's when I get her love and affection. Okay, that's who I have to be in order to get love. And then as adults, I'm going to be walking around thinking that that's my subconscious template, and that's the way to attract a person. So, what do I do? When I see someone out there, and our subconscious mind is very smart as well, I will be naturally attracted to, this is why I look for values, not chemistry. I'm gonna be naturally attracted to someone who reminds me of my mother. And I'm gonna feel a chemical cocktail in my brain going off saying, look, once again, you have this dynamic, but now you're an adult, so you can master the situation. This is truly how our trauma becomes our type. And we will repeatedly keep trying to master that original dynamic that we couldn't get right, but all we do is re-traumatize ourselves. So if you're feeling like, I don't know how to master manifestation, I don't know how to master relationships, you have to master you. You have to start looking for values, belief systems. What do I want in this actual relationship? Not just what makes me feel like, woo, this is so fun and crazy. Very important.
Yeah, because we're accustomed to chaos, so we go for the same pattern. It's like, especially as women, I think we're born with this like nurturing motherly instinct. So we like to find the broken man that needs to be fixed. And then it's like we realize like, wait, like only God can fix this, not me. It's like you can inspire a man to want to get better, but unless the man actually wants to be a better person for you or for himself or whatever, it's you can't do anything except, like you said, traumatize ourselves. It's like we see a man that's like struggling with his emotions and like has never been able to open up to anyone. And we're like, oh, I'm gonna get him to do it for me. And then he does it for you, but then he leaves you and you're like, wait, I just built you for the next woman. And it's like because you put yourself in that position.
And it's always frequency over force. We're not in the job of convincing other people ever. Hold your frequency where you want it to be. Don't allow what you don't want to amplify. Really stand in your power. Say what you need. The right people will fall in line and then raise the bar for you. And even what you said, because I've even thought about that before, like, oh, I built this person and now the next girl gets to enjoy him. You know what, though? I'm sure that person also gave something to you. Maybe it was hard lessons. Maybe it was just their energy. I think it's important we measure our relationships not by the duration, but the depth, the lessons we got. And try every single time you make meaning, because we make meaning and then that meaning creates us. Every time you make meaning, say, wait a second, how can I find the silver lining here? How can I find the flowers in the mud? And if you can't find flowers, plant your own damn seeds and figure it out, because that meaning is going to dictate how you feel and then what you attract moving forward.
100%. And I want to talk a little bit about like being in your waiting season and kind of just like, you know, whether you never went through a heartbreak or you're in your 20s and you've never been in a relationship or you just got out of a relationship, being in your waiting season and kind of not to necessarily how to fill up your time, but how to make it a less of a lonely space to be in.
Loneliness is so interesting to me because I've been in rooms before with so many people and I felt completely lonely. And then there's times where I feel where I am physically alone, but I feel completely fulfilled. So we have to first understand, well, what is loneliness? And what I've come to find is I feel the most lonely when I'm disconnected from myself and God. So if you're in a waiting season, I would actually recommend labeling the waiting season to something else, like discovering self season, because even the term waiting feels like, well, I can't be happy just yet because I'm waiting for that thing outside of myself. I can't enjoy where I am just yet because I'm waiting for that final destination. I would rename it to I'm living. I'm discovering myself. I'm finding out who I am. I'm following my joy season. Because, one day, if you do want marriage and kids, you may never have a season alone ever again. Don't forget that. Prioritize this and really enjoy it while you have it because it might never ever be again. And so, with that being said, understanding loneliness is not about physically being alone. It's about our emotional nurturing to ourselves. As you said before, a lot of women have this natural inclination to nurture others. We forget to nurture ourselves, though. It's imperative that we place ourselves on the pedestal and say, well, what am I not giving to myself? If I feel like I don't have any intimacy, how can I give myself intimacy? Maybe I've been ignoring my emotions. Maybe I haven't been actually feeling into this season. I'm just psychoanalyzing it. We need to get out of our heads and into our bodies. I would separate any one of these seasons, soul care versus self-care. Mm-hmm. There's a time and place for both. I love self-care. Maybe that's putting on a face mask, taking a bath, watching Sex and the City, whatever it might be. Mm-hmm. But soul care, I find whenever I feel like I'm getting lonely, I know I'm missing out on soul care. Soul care is the meditation, the journaling. It's the, what am I feeling right now? What am I meant to be learning right now? It's the plugging into your angels. It's the plugging into God. When we're feeling that loneliness, lean into it. What is it teaching you? What is it telling you? Maybe you're missing out on your connection to self. And maybe when you have that deep connection to self, maybe that is what actually invites that partner in.
Yeah. And I love also how you were saying before, like, this might be your only time. Like, you might go on a date with your future husband, and then it's like, after that date, that is it. Like, yes. You now have someone with you at all times, and then you're going to have kids. And it's like, my friend said that to me once too, on the beach. I was like, I just want a boyfriend. And she's like, Liv, but like, you have to realize, like, this might be the only time you have alone. And I do think it's now that I'm like, have been alone for like a year and a half, almost 2 years, I'm noticing how crucial it is. And now I'm like in love with it. And I'm like, your standards get raised naturally because you're like, this person isn't competing with an ex or whatever. They're competing with me. Like, are they going to bring me the same happiness I bring myself? Am I going to enjoy my time with them how I enjoy my time alone? But that's like the best way to naturally, I guess, higher your standards without it coming like high maintenance. And honestly, high maintenance is not a bad thing to be at all. Like, if a guy ever told me like, you're high maintenance, I'd be like, yeah, maintain me or like, goodbye.
Or lose me. Yeah. Maintain me or lose me. Goodbye. Right. You know, it's so funny because I swear this is true. I have had clients from all over the world, from ER surgeons to Instagram models. Okay. Never, ever, 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 ever once was the problem when it came to their relationships that their standards were too high or that they were high maintenance. The problem always led back to their attachment system,
right?
To their beliefs about themselves and about relationships. Your standards being high is not your problem. Mm-hmm. I don't know who needs to hear that right now, but it is, trust me, it is not your problem.
Right.
And honestly, it might be your saving grace though, because you're saving yourself from people who might disrespect you.
Yeah, I love that. I want to talk about you and your business and everything you've built for yourself. We talked all about the boys and the love and the relationships, and I think it was so helpful, especially in this dating world. It's like, I could use hours of advice every day trying to navigate this damn thing because it's like impossible to figure out. But you have a book coming out, you have a podcast, you have like, let's hear everything. I want to hear from you. Graduated school at Fordham, right? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So what did you major in and what did you do post-college versus what you're doing now?
So I graduated during COVID and I double majored in film and TV and digital technology and emerging media. I always knew I wanted to have some sort of positive effect on many, many, many people. I just didn't really know how that was going to come about. And then as I was going through a graduation, I was also going through that breakup. I had a lot of time to myself because COVID, and I ended up just starting to post on. I heard in a meditation, get on TikTok. I didn't want to. I was like, no, I'm not going to do it. I heard a voice tell me, get onto TikTok. And then I was doing trends. And then that same voice said, no, use your own damn voice. So I used my own damn voice. And then it just started growing from there. And I naturally was just really interested in relationships, dynamics, energy, psychology, God, all of these things. And I just started talking about it and sharing with people. And I saw that there was a response. And then I felt a moral obligation to get certified just so that I could say, like, I have systems in place. I have a backing of some sort. And it just kept going from there. I just never stopped building from there. Eventually I started my podcast, which is called That Bitch Is Positive. Bitch stands for Babe and True Connection with Herself. And my MO is not about toxic positivity at all. It's just about learning how to be authentic, learning how to express that authenticity, and ultimately the pedestal principle, which is something I talk about a lot. When you place yourself on the pedestal, everything in your universe will place you on the pedestal too. When you give yourself that attention and focus, you blossom, and everything is so attracted to you in that state.
Right.
And then from there, I got a book deal, and Show Up As Her is what the book is called. And it's based on 10 laws of positive bitchology. And again, it's the same thing as my podcast, just more in depth. It's all about understanding positive manifestation, conscious creation, manifestation, as we talked about, and magnetic energy, reclaiming your reality and reclaiming your power.
I love all of that, and it's so inspiring to hear too, because I feel like when you learn your purpose as you have, you just want to keep creating. It's like you didn't want to just stop with social media. You wanted to use your voice on a podcast. And then from there, you were like, wait, I have even more knowledge to share. And then it goes on to a book. And I just feel like it's so inspiring for other people listening that maybe haven't found their passion yet or are in that bubble where they know what they want to do or they know who they want to be and they don't know how to execute it. And it's like when it feels right to you, you're gonna learn how to like naturally execute it.
Oh, yeah. And funny enough, I literally just posted a video about this today. But if you remember, I told you at the top of this podcast, well, my mom really dragged me to a church. But when she dragged me, I took my problems up to God and I said, God, I don't know what is happening. And I feel like I'm gonna freak out. And I really don't like anything in my life. I was 40 plus pounds at this point, anxious, depressed, all of those things. And in seeking God, I actually ended up finding myself. I recommend if you feel purposeless and lost and confused, don't try to find yourself. Find God first. Date the divine. Because think about it like this: a parent sees their child through such loving eyes, so a beautiful perspective. That child's peers might not see them through the same perspective, but the parents do. Go to the source that created all things, the divine source of energy that has created everything. God thought of you before you ever knew who you were. God thought about you. He wanted you here. He recognized you before you recognized you. Seek God, and He will show you who you are. He will put the necessary circumstances in your life to build you up so you can see the most beautiful reflection of your life. He knows your strength. He knows your love. He knows your wisdom. He knows your purpose. Go seek Him, and oh my God, will He show you who you are? That was my experience, and I really believe in dating the divine. I spend most of my time with God, I spend most of my time with my angels. Because it is so imperative that we have a good team on our side, and not all of us have physical people to do that with.
And he does answer you like God, and it
Yes.
might feel like, and he'll answer you when you need to be answered. Like I've had so I grew up Christian, so like I grew up like in a church, but I never really like had a relationship with God or with Jesus. Like I was always like, yeah, I'm Christian, but like I knew nothing about him, about his life, about anything. And there had been many moments from when I was like 14 or 15 going through like, oh, my crush doesn't like me back, to like a really serious breakup where I was like, God, show up for me, show up for me, show up for me. And he never like showed up in the way that I wanted him to. And it never made me doubt my faith, but it did make me wonder, like, does he hear me? And I want to say like a month and a half ago, maybe I posted this on my Instagram story, but I had come back from like Saint, I think it was like a Saint Patrick's Day parade. I don't even know. And I was like having a really bad night of like an emotion, you know, that emotional breakdown of just you're not even your prayer isn't even words. It's just tears. It's just like your heart and your brain are speaking, but no words are coming out. And I was having one of those moments where I was just like talking to God without actually saying anything. And I didn't ask him for a sign. I just told him, like, I trust you. I don't need a sign, but like, help me through this situation. And I woke up in the morning and I'm scrolling on my phone like I always do. And I put my phone away. And on my bed, I posted like a picture of it on my story, was a red cross on my white linen bed sheet, like a sewed in red cross. I don't know if it was sewed in or ink or what it was. Yeah. And I remember looking at it and I literally felt like my eyes were betraying me. I was like, there's no way that there's a cross on my comforter. I took a picture, it was like a full cross. And it was just like a confirmation of like, okay, he's on my side. Like he hears me, he knows. Like he might not give me what I prayed for last night tomorrow, but he knows that it's gonna come for me in the right time. And it's like you said, don't try to seek who you are because you're honestly gonna drive yourself crazy. Like you're gonna do a cooking class and sign up for a basketball league and go painting and like all this stuff. It's like seek God, seek Jesus, learn about that, and doors will open in front of you.
Abso-freaking-lutely. And most of us, first of all, that was a beautiful story, by the way. And most of us are seeing the reflection of who we are through bullies and criticisms. That is the worst lens to see ourselves through. Go to a lens that created you, that loves you. And if you don't even know who or what God is, just say, God, reveal yourself to me. And I feel in my life, anytime I'm praying, the two best prayers for me is always deliver me from X, Y, and Z. If you're going through something really difficult, God, deliver me from this. Get me the hell out of here. And then also strengthen my heart to want what's best for me. Because sometimes as humans, our ego will deceive us and it will trick us and it will say, you need this, 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 and this. It's so important that you say, God, no. Strengthen my heart to want what's actually for my highest good so I can see it clearly. And so I actually want it too. And it's a beautiful experience to feel your heart actually change. And you're going to, little by little, every day, you're going to be like, I think I actually want to go in this direction or that direction. And to really allow it to unfold for you, we don't have to know everything, but start asking questions of God.
Oh my God, I love that so much. So I think everything you shared was just so amazing. I love to end off with my guest's favorite quote. So just kind of like a quote that you love, that you think of often, all that good stuff.
There's one by Rumi that I'll probably butcher, but it says something along the lines of this: let yourself break because that's where the light comes in. And when you let yourself go through the breakdown, I truly believe that's the breakthrough. That's actually the first law of positive bitchology, for show up as her. Positive bitches don't break down, they break through. Let the light in. Because it will teach you, it will hold you, it will love you, it will get you through. So if you need to break, let yourself break because the lowest point, the best thing about it is you can only go up from there.
Yeah, and I love the idea of just like it's better to love and lose. Don't avoid feeling an emotion or feeling or putting yourself in a vulnerable position because even though you might 90% of the time get hurt or it might like hit you back in the face, like you said, you're going to break through it and you're going to learn more about yourself through it.
Yeah, and you can't fault yourself for leading with love. We don't want to lead with fear, though, because that's a very low vibration and that will stagnate us. And whether you call it the devil or the dark forces of this world, they do try to confuse you. They try to get you scared so that you freeze. So move with love and know that even if you don't know how everything's going to unfold for you, things are unfolding for you. You're a co-creator. You're not alone in creation.
Oh my God, I love that so much. Thank you so much for coming on. I'm going to link all your socials down
Thank you.
below as well. You've been so amazing.